Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday afternoon, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We will start talking about the Braves and the Nationals, the big story of the day, just a couple of minutes away from right now. Spencer Strider going to make his re-debut back on the mound for the second time this season for the Braves. Hopefully, this is the last time we're talking about him coming back off of an injury because he did earlier, and then he went back on the IL, and now he's back again. So we'll see him pitch tonight. We'll talk a little bit about Ronald Acuna from what we heard from Alex Anthopoulos earlier in the day as well. Brandon Adams going to join us, as he always does on Tuesdays at 1:20. Nick Saban with just some phenomenal quotes about this committee that he does not want to be a part of.
He does not want to be on this committee.
at some fundraising golf event in Alabama.
He does
so good.
Not want to be a part of this. I don't want to be the spearhead for this.
Yeah, he's like, God, why'd you drag me into?
I didn't even ask you. Nope. You asked me a question.
Yeah. Now all of a sudden I'm on a committee and I got to make decisions. Like, I just want to play golf and do game day, man.
That's it, man.
Just want to hang out.
That's all he wants to do, man. And because I see my boy John Fricky has his college football counter. He would always start at the day 100, countdown all the way to college football, and so we're in that process.
Still pretty far away.
Thanks, John. I knew I forgot that college football was coming up, brother.
I mean, obviously we're excited about it, but like 93 days away is a lot.
Yeah,
that's 3 months.
Yeah, but hey, I'm gonna let my main man Frick have his thing, because it is true. College football.
Better not miss a day though.
College football is coming
you
back.
You better not miss a day countdown.
Oh no, you got it. Oh no,
you start at 99.
Once
you better
you're at that,
do
because,
it
because you know they used to do that at Georgia when they got to 99, and all the players that wore every number, they would always count it all the way down.
Yeah,
like, you can't miss a day.
Don't miss a day.
No. Even holidays, you got to at least tweet it.
Monday.
Yeah, you got
Memorial Day. You got to have it ready.
Everything like that.
Somebody just go in and preload them right day by day by day by day. You find out the number. Do you? Because like probably for a long time, 86 days to college football was Randy. But now Dylan Bell's wearing 86. Has he taken your 86 day spot?
Hell no.
Okay, good.
No.
All right, good. Randy's got to be 86 days to college football.
Hell no. Good. Oh, my bad, Doc. The woo was late today. No, me and Andy were talking.
What?
Yeah, we were talking. So that, no. My bad. I got to keep my bad, Jake. I know it's hot out there, my boy. All right, but no, it was me and Andy were having a conversation, so that's why.
Should we talk about what we were talking
not
about?
One not one bit.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, not one. Not we're one, not talking not about one that. Bit. Not one bit. But yeah, I was like, so Strider, because we were worried about. No, we were wondering, because you remember when he had the beard, and then we were like, oh man, the whole remember before it first started, like, is he gonna rock the beard this year?
Yeah.
And then comes out, there's a stash,
unsheathed
looking good.
It. Yeah.
I don't watch his games, but I know about – does Skeen still have the stash, or is he bearding it now, Bo?
Bearding it.
He's bearding it.
Already go back to stash.
He went back to stash? Okay.
Stash right now.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. He might want to go back to the beard.
Yeah, I don't know.
Going to make his offense work better?
Yeah, just go – just do whatever.
Do whatever. Get him up out of there.
Yeah,
get him up out of there.
That's the best idea.
Yeah, get him
so
up out of there.
Get him up out of there. Like, they can't even be excited about it. You can't even enjoy it because you know it's going to end.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I guess everything in life could be like that, but, like, that's different. Like, you know flat out. At some point over the next couple of years, they're going to trade him.
Yes.
and you're going to be screwed.
Yeah.
As a fan of the Pirates.
But my thing is, if you're trading, if you're already not putting or not trying to put your best on the field or spend the money to have your team at least competitive, then why do you want to keep catching up, getting all these damn draft picks, like all these prospects and stuff? Because you're going to get a haul for Skeens.
Mm-hmm.
What you going to do with them?
Lie.
Okay.
About, I mean, you still have to lie to people, right? I mean, you have to pretend that you're being competitive, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Well. I mean, obviously you have the proof, but we talked about this on the podcast, which, by the way, off the cuff podcast, triumphant re-debut, just like Strider.
Yes.
Just like Spencer Strider.
Yeah.
He's back again this week. You can check that out.
Who's on the IL?
We had to retool it a little
bit. Yeah, because Abe ain't never here.
It's back and different.
Yeah.
It's different and better.
Yeah, Abe's never here.
And we were talking this morning about, like, just fans and expectations and disappointment and stuff like that.
Because I was curious. I was curious about it.
Teams have to, at least, even teams like the A's or the Pirates or the Reds or whatever team you put in that category, they still have to, like, put the facade up.
Yeah,
you know?
I understand.
People to go occasionally, you know, because it doesn't take much. Like, we'll lie to ourselves.
Yes,
we'll
and that was the question that I came in Q&A with. Something I thought about last night is the topic of our off-the-cuff podcast was, like, when you are going – and when, for instance, you say your team is coming off of a disappointing season – and obviously the win-loss is there. Is it disappointing more or less to you because your expectations you had for them, or was it driven by narratives? Because we get blamed all the time where if the Falcons don't play well or the Braves don't play well or the Hawks don't play well, well, we said.
I will say.
Y'all said they were going to be better this year. Okay.
I will say, not that either one of us really care all that much.
Right.
I will say, I don't think either one of us should ever be blamed up until this point. And I don't know, I'm changing. Early onset optimism. I might be changing this season.
Uh-oh.
But I don't think up until now, either one of us should ever be blamed for overhyping the Falcons.
Yes. Because they said it. Well, they didn't call their damn show.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
like, you know, we, what did you say? What did we say last year? Should make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Didn't. Should have.
Yeah.
Didn't. But I don't think either one of us was on here like, 12 wins guaranteed.
Yeah.
Going to do this, going to do that. I mean, with all of it, with this team, when we talk about the Falcons, like, all of it has to be approached with a very hefty grain of salt.
Yes.
Like, there's always the possibility that just, you know, Falcons happens. Because it has.
Yes.
Just always has. You know? It's like, the unforeseen should be foreseen, but it can't be foreseen because it's unforeseen. Like, you can't know the crazy things that could happen because they never happened before until they happen to them. So even though going into this next season, I think that they should be pretty good. And if they are, I won't be surprised.
Yeah.
But if some crazy thing happens and they're not, I'm also not going to be surprised because that's what happens.
That's exactly what happens.
I hope it doesn't.
Yeah.
I hope they're awesome.
Yeah.
You know what would be really great? Because you and I have been doing this radio program for a while now. We didn't celebrate it, but we just passed our sixth anniversary.
Yes.
We celebrated our fifth.
Boy, did we.
What's a six? You know, we'll celebrate when we get to 10.
Hey, fifth made up for six.
Yeah, fifth, we're still recovering
from that party.
But we've been doing this show for a while now, and it's been going pretty good. Like, you know, I think they're going to keep us around. Imagine how much fun it would be and how good things would be if the football team was good. Because we haven't had one.
Yeah.
Not one yet. Haven't had one yet.
No
playoffs.
We're close, right?
A couple years ago, we had finally got over 500.
Yeah.
What was your final record last year? 8-9, right? So they've never finished a season above 500, and they've never made the playoffs since we've been doing this show. I think if you let yourself dream, I think
it could be
fall,
this year. It could be this year.
Well, maybe. I mean, hopefully. I'm just saying, like, if it did happen, I just think that would be a really fun fall.
Yeah.
I don't think that's too crazy to say.
I don't think it is, Monk.
If they won a bunch of football games, I think the Falcons fans would be very enthusiastic about that.
So we're going to put it out there?
No. Okay. I'm not saying I think they're going to. I'm just saying if they do, it would be fun. That's the kind of hot take you're getting from us. I'm going to wait till I see Penix slinging it around up there at Flowery Branch before I start getting too crazy. Speaking of John Fricke, I'll be getting fricky with it plenty when we get to training camp. All right? We'll save it for that. All right. Let's get to the big story of the day. What?
I like it. You're going to be freaky with it?
I mean, I don't want to hurt
you. Shoes and all?
No.
Bow!
Bow! QC Kinetics, bow!
You know, it's kind of a beneficial opportunity to have my arm built up all the way to actually get to work on some stuff. So,
silver lining.
You know, the rehab process, your throws are obviously extremely limited and regimented. And you spend so much time at a lower intensity, there's not that opportunity where you're fully built up, you can work on stuff without preparing for a bullpen, a live, whatever it may be. So to have essentially 2 weeks to work on my upper half timing and arm path and some different stuff with quite a bit of a quantity of throws each day at a high intensity was a good opportunity.
Okay. So that's Spencer Strider saying a whole bunch of stuff about finding a silver lining and having to sit back down for 2 weeks. You know it's killing him.
Yeah, man.
He's as competitive as anybody, and he didn't feel like he pitched all that great in his one start that he made this year. He was okay, but not great. So he's been chomping at the bit to get back out there, and he'll get back out there tonight, 6:45 against the Washington Nationals on the road. Can't wait to see it. He's one of those guys that when he's on the mound, just more exciting to know that you're going to watch a Braves game tonight.
Yeah, man. I mean, he has the he has that electricity, that swagger, you know. And whenever he's when he's dealing, he only look at the ball going to the catcher's mitt.
He's just spinning around
and everything like that, and going after it. Hopefully, this is his last reentry into the year. Stays healthy.
Yeah.
Last start, he wasn't bad. He just wasn't himself, and obviously, he hasn't pitched in over a year in a major league game. So yeah, I'm excited that he's back. He's a player. We talked about it when earlier in the show. He's a spark plug type guy. We know he goes every fifth day, but just like you just said, you understand what it looks like when he's being Spencer Strider.
Yeah, like he's one of the, you know, he's a potential, not this year because he, you know, is just coming back now, but he's a guy that you're not surprised if he's starting the All-Star game in the summer.
Yes,
he's a guy that is going to get Cy Young votes every year when he's healthy, and hopefully eventually we'll get one. And if he's able to come back and look like he looked in the past, then you add him to a rotation that has done a really nice job of figuring it out without him.
They've
so
been pacing
far
together.
With Reynaldo Lopez being down for the rest of the season, with some bumps and bruises early, with Chris Sale kind of figuring it out for the first month, feels like he's figured it out. Like, you put him back into this rotation now with Sale where he's at, with Schwellenbach pitching like he's pitching, which with A.J. Smith-Shawver looking exactly like everybody told us he was going to look like, and then whether it's Holmes now or maybe Elder comes back or you add something later in the year, like, it's a damn good rotation.
Yeah, man. It's, you got to stay healthy. The biggest thing they've been doing lately, Andy, is they've been giving you innings. They've been giving you, in today's world, six innings.
Yeah, six, seven with 2-3 runs is pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, bullpen needs to get
there
together.
There it is, right there. And there goes the rub. Because, I mean, Rafael Iglesias, and we know that, I'm sorry, Rafi. I know that Alex Anthopoulos.
Rassale.
Him too.
Rassale.
I know that Alex Anthopoulos was on with Stakey and them, and he was basically, they're not worried about him. Or anything like that. Nothing to see here.
Did you hear the explanation?
Yes, I did. Nothing to see here, Andy.
I mean, Alex Anthopoulos has got
he's a wordsmanship.
He's got plenty of built-up credit and a track record of success.
Yes.
But that answer sounded like BS, man. he was like, yeah, you know, a lot of it is because he's overworked because he gets up and gets warm sometimes.
Nothing to see here.
Huh.
Basically, he burns himself out before coming out.
I would encourage people to listen to the answer about Rassale Iglesias because whatever. Like, the answer doesn't – you can't fix it. He's given up a million home runs so far this year, and that has happened. But the answer – I was like, I don't know, man. Like,
what are they going to say?
Nothing. Nothing can make it better. But the answer was – I was –
yeah, man, he's amped up.
He's been warming up in the bullpen too much.
Yeah, like, man. Get Rafi up. Rafi gets up in the fifth inning.
Okay.
So he's
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right. Whatever. Don't care. Don't give up home runs. But it was like, there's just not very often when I hear an Alex Anthopoulos answer, and I was like, I don't know. Like, you're going to have to try again with that one on me. All right, we'll come back. Brandon Adams is going to join us. We'll talk some Georgia football with him, college football in general. Nick Saban had some quotes today from a golf tournament. All kinds of stuff to talk about. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.